This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. Yesterday, former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush visited Haiti, but also in the country, Takeaway producer Anna Sale. She's reporting from a rural hospital that's about 75 miles outside of Port-au-Prince. The hospital is continuing to treat those wounded by the earthquake 10 weeks ago. But as we reported yesterday, there are a whole new set of challenges in Haiti. Many patients have nowhere to go once they leave their hospital rooms. So, Anna, you told us yesterday about 17-year-old Joseph. He lost his entire family in the earthquake. And you spent your day yesterday trying to track down some documentation for him. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, we spent all day trying to do that. Really, all the paperwork he has to his name at this point is his medical chart and a witness's testimony that his two parents are indeed dead. So in order to keep his options open while he's still a minor, he's 17 years old, a nurse is really trying to make sure he has gets a passport so he's open to international adoption or foster care or some kind of scholarships. So we went into the town, which is about 10 miles away. It's called Cap-Haitien. It was Joseph, a couple of nurses, and me. We all piled into this SUV to make the trip into town, which is only about 10 miles away, but it's a really rugged road, so it takes about 45 minutes to an hour. And our first stop was a police station, which you can hear a little bit of right here. So what's happening right here, you can hear Joseph is speaking Creole. There's a woman that's at the police station who's asking him questions, asking him his birth date, if he was in school. And it was just basically a concrete building, and she was just one woman sitting at a metal desk with nothing on top of it. Finally, she decided that she was not the person who could help him, and she sent us to a second police station where we went and waited and finally got a document that established that he had indeed lost his birth certificate. And they sent us to a civil records office to get a birth certificate. We stopped at one. They told us they couldn't help us. We went to a second in town and basically ended the day hearing that we needed to come back on Wednesday and they might be able to get a birth certificate. But even then, there still needs to be another document gotten from Port-au-Prince. So there's still a lot more to do for Joseph.
Well, you know, Anna, it makes sense that in a country that's so devastated by an earthquake where so many buildings were destroyed, including administrative buildings, that it would be hard to track down records. But how do you solve it? Who's actually working on rebuilding these things and reestablishing databases and documentation?
Well, I asked a nurse about this. She's the woman who's really taken Joseph under her wing. And she basically said, ask everyone and allocate a lot of time. Here's what she said.
Just networking with everyone that's here. And so it's basically just asking around. That's how things tend to work here best, if you just ask questions of people. Because really, the communication systems are quite difficult to sort of maintain, email and things, because we don't have that much internet time. Aside from working 16 hours a day.
So, you know, in addition to what you were talking about yesterday in terms of people without resources whose homes are destroyed and families have been killed, there's this other problem of even being able to restart your life because you don't have identity papers.
And it's clearly the illegal adoption scandal has gotten people on high alert. That came up a few times while we were in town yesterday.
Okay, thanks so much. Anna Sale is our own Takeaway producer reporting from outside Port-au-Prince in a rural hospital in Haiti.
And you can see photos of Joseph struggling with that story Anna was talking about on his search to track down his birth certificate at thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.